back at the school district. And like I said, if there were a natural disaster, a fire, all of our borough tax items are on paper, and they are just on paper. What I would like to do, if this is adopted, I don't stop with the paper record. It's just that you always have that computer backup if anything happens, because you know, if something happens, everybody here can say, well, I paid my taxes last year. There's nothing we can do about it.
Right.
You know? Does anybody have any questions?
Nope. Anybody in the audience out there have any questions? Bridget, Vicki, Lisa?
Nope.
Because we can't hear too well in here, so.
Okay.
Kathy, you think this would be a good idea for the borough?
Absolutely. It will make my job a little easier because I wouldn't have to do the monthly report manually. Because, you know, now, because when I do the reports for the school, because this is the exact same system that the school uses, I click report and it's printed, you know, at the end of the month. So it will make my job easier, but I think more importantly is that you're not going to have a permanent
out of the 12 municipalities, did any of them say they were not going to join?
Say that again.
Out of the 12 municipalities for Woodland Hills, did any of them say they were not going to join, or have you heard?
This is not everybody applying for this at the same time. There are already some that are on. There are
okay,
some that
some
are
already
not.
On?
No, everyone is not on, no.
Okay.
Some are on.
Did it go by residence, or how did it go?
I don't know what you mean.
How many in a household or number of people living in the town, and how did they pick?
The amount that you pay?
Yes.
Yes, it is based on how large your borough is.
Okay.
And from what I understand, North Braddock is the third largest borough in the county. So.
In the county or the district?
I thought it was the county.
Maybe the district.
Probably, yeah.
Borough, not, I'm not talking about township.
Oh, yeah, borough, maybe.
It's borough.
Borough?
Yeah,
maybe.
So we have a very large borough.
All right. All right.
So yeah, it is based on how large the other ones are paying. For example, Chalfont Borough, they only have 400 and some properties.
Okay. Oh, you're right.
They would pay much less than we would.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
Any
questions for our tax collector? Okay, thank you, Kathy.
Ross has his hand up.
If council doesn't go with the proposal, is the idea of backing up what you have just not going to be done? Shouldn't you have a backup when you go with this electronic thing, or just a duplicate set of, you know, her example is valid. Something happens to your current existing records. So I understand the expense and electronic and all that. You don't have a backup to what you have.
All of the records are here in this building.
So I'm just saying, if this doesn't go,
yeah,
is it a good idea to back up what you have?
We understand, Russ. We understand. Thank you.
And the answer is?
We will get to that.
We'll answer that after the vote.
It needs to be addressed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Anything else?
All right. Thank you. Does anybody else have anything for us? Yes, sir. State your name and address.
James Milton, 708 North Bank Street.
Yes, sir.
I just got a few questions. The road, you did a good job. But the only thing on Jones Avenue, everybody that comes up Jones, they make the right go up the hill. They never come straight on Jones as much.
Yeah,
so everybody's driving but us. So I like, you know, if you just come through there just a few more times.
What, straight ahead?
Yeah, everybody goes up.
Yeah, we go through four. There. For some reason, that section of road takes a little longer to melt. I usually double back through it at the end.
Because everybody else was driving. I'm like, why don't we get
yeah, for some reason, treatment? There could be no snow in the lower half of Second Ward. That section got snow. Like, even when it snows, like, up in, like, the higher.
I've been there for 13 years, so it's been this way all the time. So that's
yeah.
What I said. They just go straight up First Ward. It's okay. But I'm just going to
hit my
track a little more.
I do Second Ward personally. I don't. Come out here and I go straight up Jones, hit 6th Street, then come back through and go back down Jones.
Okay.
So it gets treated. It's that top section takes longer to melt for some reason.
Okay. And my question is there anyone in the borough that works for the borough that's of color? Because I know I've heavily seen, I mean, I know the police officers, a couple of cops, but did anybody work for the borough that's of color? I'm just wondering because I've never seen anybody.
In the street department?
Nowhere.
Police officers, we have police officers.
I mean, you got council, police officers. That's it? No, I mean, anybody work here? I'm saying to work in this building.
Just Doug and just Dave are here by the time.
And Kathleen, the public works.
Yeah, public works today.
Okay, I just wanted to ask because I've never seen even in the office where they do the taxes, I've never seen anyone.
Well, there's only one person in there, and you're looking at her right back there. She's elected official.
There's only one person working there.
Because I just wanted to know, because like I said, I just met you for the first time. I never knew. I mean, how did he get in? I just want to know. Did y'all vote in even or?
Well, he sent a letter, and we had a vacancy as mayor.
Okay.
And he applied for the position. And he got appointed to finish out the term of our former mayor.
Okay, that's good. I mean, I just found out when he said the mayor resigned, and I just didn't hear nothing else about
it. If you want to run, you can run.
Say what?
An offer, African American was offered to apply to finish out, but he.
Okay, Ross.
Okay.
Yeah, I just did because I know other boroughs, I see a lot of.
Different colors, I ain't saying it like, but you know what I'm saying.
It's more, it's just, this is one of the, I mean, Swissville is loaded with a lot of, it's mixed up real nice, but I just say, this is the only one I've noticed. That's just a little.
Thank you, James.
What it is.
Okay. Anybody have anything else?
Yeah, Doug, John, there are people on Zoom who have questions.
Oh, there are. Okay. Well, I don't have a list of people, and I sure the heck can't see that TV from here. So if somebody wants to ask a question who's on Zoom, please, Zoom it.
Edith Abeda's on Zoom.
This is Juanita Giles, 567 Stokes Avenue. I have two questions. One is regarding the parking up in the area here. As you most likely know, we have very limited parking, and a lot of times that creates a problem, along with the fact that here of late, and when I say late, probably within the last year or so, people tend to come up and they want to park on your sidewalk. We have had two cracked curbs that we've had to pay to have repaired. The one we did catch the gas company Peoples and they paid for it. We have one that is now cracked in two locations that once again we have to go in our pocket to pay for. I need to know what can we do to about parking. I had talked to the prior mayor Tom back in December, but he suggested since he was on his way out that it would be something that I should bring forward to